بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continuing with our lessons with regard to how to improve our salah and get maximum benefit, as we have learned and understand, and should keep on revising our sabak to realize that salah is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a means of gaining connection to Allah, and it is a means of making all our ibadat to that extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with it. And for this, we have to do a simple cause of zikrullah, that is gaining connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then khushu, to be attentive in salah. And as we learn, attention in salah is very simple: to know what is farz, to know what is wajib, what is sunnat, etc., and mustahab, and be conscious about this. And very fortunate is that person who starts learning the meanings and pay attention towards the meanings. Then we came to that point where Hazrat explains that very important to realize that we can't achieve this condition without the heart being affected. And the heart will only be affected if the heart is softened. Otherwise, as we have learned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ, that person whose heart Allah ta'ala has expanded, that is, Allah puts the nur of Islam in his heart. That he realized Islam is the best way of life for me. There's no other better way of life for me besides Islam. But Allah Ta'ala immediately says after that, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبٌ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. But there are those people whose hearts have become totally hardened because they are unmindful of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, that heart, the nur of Islam can't enter that heart. They can't see the beauty of Islam. They can't see the goodness of Islam. And we see today so-called intelligent people, professors, any, you talk to them about Islam, they say, don't even talk to me. Because that heart is totally hard. And we also, ourselves, we should see that if we are not focused in salah, it means that the heart is still hard. And for that, Allah Ta'ala is given treatment immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبٌ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. These people are in total astrayness. Allah nazzala ahsana al-hadith. Allah has revealed the best of speech, that is Qur'an Pak. Tilawat of Qur'an Kareem will soften the hearts. It will soften our skins. It will make us inclined towards getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then a person, now he becomes interested, and now he wants to learn the meaning of what he is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. He takes out time, and as we have mentioned, that we should try and get the kitab Miftahul Quran, learn Miftahul Quran. It is very simple, even at home with the wife you can learn with one another. 2-3 lines every day, and you'll see in a short while, 3-4 months, you'll be knowing the basic surahs. And as our Hazrat explained, that many of us, we got patent surahs. That 3-4 surahs, you got patent. That inna atayna wal asri kullu allahu ahad. So who can learn that? In so many years, our patent surahs also, we never learn the meanings. So what is our interest towards salah? And the simple du'as, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, sana, attahiyat, these are not difficult to learn. But it shows our unattentiveness. But when we show attention and we have ta'aleem in the house, Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat explained, there was one person in Pakistan, he was an ordinary person, and his work used to be to sell achar. But people used to call him Mufti Achar. And why they used to call him Mufti Achar? That anywhere, any shop he go, anywhere they ask him a masala, immediately he gives the correct masala. And like an alim, he gives the correct masala. So, and not like ulama also, you don't, all the masalas are not in the mind all the time. Like the mouth, somebody came to ask one Mawlvi Sahib that if a mouse pair falls in a well, today there's no time for wells in it. So where are you going to remember that? You say, how many buckets? So Maulana Adiyan had to find out the masala. He can't tell a person, I don't know. So he said, go and see what color was that mouse. What's the color got to do with the how many buckets to take out. So anyway, Mufti Achar, he knew his masalas of the cup. So people asked him, how come you know your masalas so well? That he became known as Mufti Achar. He says that I read every day Behesht-e Zewar, and I have completed the whole kitab almost 5 times. So Behesht-e Zewar, if we make talim at home, simple, from each part, not even each part, you start from 2-3 parts, a few lines every day, and see, talim in the house, how beneficial it is. And Behesht-e Zewar is such a kitab, we can't imagine the great benefit of this. So a person, he cannot say that he cannot, may just little effort, if it shows our interest, and we, as we will learn in front, when we come to know the importance of it, then only you put the mind to it. When you don't know the importance, it's just namaz. Yeah, we just have to go and perform our namaz. It's not a matter of just going to perform our namaz. We don't know what Allah has kept for us in namaz, as we will learn in front, myself, all of us. So that is why we find our buzurgs, our kabirin have been so kind that they did translations of Qur'an-i Kareem. Translations of all the different du'as, etc. in different languages, Urdu, Hindi, English, all Afrikaans, any language today you can get translation. So we should learn and go to the ulama. And then on the other hand also, we came to that point that aksar ghareeb log jo in maanon se mutlak be khabar hai, samajh ke huzoor-e-dil se namaz guzare aur bhi aur bahut si halawat paave. That those people who can't read, write, elderly people, they can't read anything, they can't write, so they weren't able to even learn the meanings in any language whatsoever. For them also, it's not that it's not possible to read a namaz on concentration. They just have to realize we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm in front of my Allah. Allah is watching me. And like our Shaykh explained, as the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that even an old lady who doesn't know how to read, how to write, anything, can't read Quran Sharif, but if that lady also makes wuzu properly, takes the Quran Sharif with proper respect, face the Qibla, and just open the Quran Sharif, and just pass her the hands and say, Yeh mera Allah ka kalam hai, Yeh mera Allah ka kalam hai, this is the word of my Allah, this is the word of my Allah, this is the word of my Allah, the effect of Quran Sharif will come in her life. The nur of Quran Sharif will come in her life. So many buzurgs just respecting any one ayat of Quran Sharif and what Allah Ta'ala made them. Bishr Afi Rahmatullahi was an ordinary person, and he became known as Hafi, means barefooted person, used to walk barefoot. But he was an ordinary person, not even inclined towards deen, and used to be intoxicated many times. One day he was walking past, he saw a paper laying in the mud. When he looked down, it looked like Quran Sharif to him. He picked up that paper in that unmindful state of his. He picked up that paper, he cleaned it, he put itar, he put it on top of his cupboard. At night he saw a dream, Allah says, Oh Bishr, you respected my word, I'll make people respect you. Overnight Allah made him a buzurg, and he became such a buzurg that he said that this earth, wal arda farashnaha fani'mal mahidun. This earth, Allah made it a carpet, how can I walk on the carpet of Allah with shoes? So he used to walk without shoes. And in this honor of that, Allah used to make it such that the thorns and all the stones in that never used to hurt him. It should used to move out of his way. So just respecting the Qur'an-i Kareem, whether you understand it, you don't understand it, then see, just paying attention in namaz, I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bahut si halawat pa, you'll see what enjoyment you'll get in salah. Whether you understand the meanings, you don't understand the meanings, just to think I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the sad condition of ours is, as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that we don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we just come in and out, or we have, many people have reservations with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We scared of Allah because we hear about Jahannam, we hear about punishment, we don't know about Allah. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, if you got one uncle of yours and he's telling you, come stay by my house, but you say you're scared that you don't know this uncle, he shouts his children a lot, he's very cheeky, so you're scared to go by him. That no, he is a very cheeky man. But one day you made himmat and you went, and you see he's so generous, he's giving you sweets and he's taking you around in the car, now you enjoy staying by him. So exactly the same when we come to know Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. There are 8 malaika that are holding up the arsh of Allah. On 4, 4 on this side, 4, phone, that side. And all the time they're reading tasbih of Allah. And what the tasbih in chorus? The four on this side, they say, Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Laka alhamdu ala hilmika ba'da ilmik. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Oh Allah, you are pure. All praises belongs to you. Why? Laka alhamdu ala hilmika ba'da ilmik. That, all praises upon your tolerance. But despite you got full knowledge, you know exactly that this person is committing haram. He is looking at porn. You can make him blind in a split moment. But look at your tolerance. Look at how you tolerate. It's any boss, if you're working with somebody and he just knows you using his truck to deliver your own goods, will he tolerate you? He won't tolerate you. He'll fire you immediately. Forget a boss. Your own father, when he sees you disrespecting him, you're not paying attention and you're just using his money, etc. as he wants, you won't tolerate your own son. A person won't tolerate his wife, she's flirting around and she's going around with other men or she's talking. He won't tolerate if he's a man. So, but Allah Ta'ala is tolerating, Allahu Akbar. People who swear Allah, Aliyazu Billah. People who don't believe in Allah, atheists. All the time Allah is feeding them. The famous incident of Ibrahim a.s. could not eat without a guest. And one day he called a guest to eat. And that was a fire worshipper. He told him, just read the Bismillah. You say you want to buy my deen, my religion with food, one plate of food. No, keep your food. Where must I read Bismillah? So he said, if you don't want to read, Allah who's providing food, you don't want to take his name, then move from here. Then the moment he left, Allah immediately sent Wahi, O Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, 90 years he's worshipping a fire and I'm feeding him. And one meal you can't give him, go and look for him. Ibrahim a.s. went, brought him back and said, he said, I won't take the name, I won't read this to me. He says, no problem, you just come eat. After that he asked, now why you stressed me to come? He said, my Allah sent revelation to me that he is feeding you without you even worshipping him. And he was shocked that Allah, so Allah Ta'ala is so tolerant. And that is why we learn in the kitab also the other day, walking, moving, just read Allah's name, Ya Halim, Ya Halim. Oh Allah, you're so tolerant. You'll see in your home also you'll become tolerant, with the wife also, with the children. Many people they say we are, our anger, read Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi Al-Maghfira. And the other farishtas on the other hand, what they are making zikr, Subhanallah wa bihamdik, lakal لَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوِكَ بَعْدَ قُدْرَتِكَ. That pure, O Allah, all praises belong to you. لَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوِكَ بَعْدَ قُدْرَتِكَ. That not only is Allah tolerant, that O Allah, praises upon your forgiveness, despite you got full power. Allah is such an authoritative power, Allah doesn't have to fear anybody. It's not like Hazrat gives a beautiful example that a big boss, he sees his workers are not working properly and they're looting and everything. Now he thinks, let me fire them. But he's worried they'll go to the union. And then now big court case and I will have to spend so much money, so rather let me just tolerate them. Or even a wife, your wife is flirting around in that, but your father, her father made you ghar jamai. And he is looking after you and he is giving you car, everything. So you say, now if I am going to take her to task, I'll lose all this. So let me rather just keep quiet. So no. And so you got no authority. You're like a weak person. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah is not scared of any government. Allah is not like a government if certain provinces are rebelling and now they want to take action. But they say, no, we don't have that province, the people there, that party is very powerful. So let's just hold it for now. We'll see afterwards. Allah Ta'ala is not scared for any power. Allah is not scared for any bomb. Allah is not. Allah is that sole authority of power which Allah Ta'ala shows that we give rope. We give rope. But when you don't take heed, فَدَنْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِزَمْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّهَا. Allah says, look at Ad, look at Samud. We gave them strength, we gave them wealth, we gave them health, we gave them authority, we gave them time to play also. We gave them rope. That is why many people don't fool. What is Maulana saying, Allah will punish me? I'm enjoying, I go casino, what happens to me? I come back with a lotto and I win also. And I read Bismillah and I won. Allahu Akbar. This is the height on the one hand, Allah's tolerance. But if we don't make tawbah and Allah pull the rope, then Allah says we slash them to smotherance. There's no sign of them. big nations, Allah Ta'ala smashed them to smithereens. And وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا. Who knows the armies of Allah? Allah sent birds to smash the ababils, to smash the Abraha and his whole army. So we shouldn't be, we should realize, when we come to know Allah Ta'ala, now you enjoy going to Allah's court. You don't feel it a burden and you enjoy your salah. So we have to come to learn who Allah Ta'ala is and realize who Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is. Then another great benefit, if a person makes little effort and learn the meaning, that or ek fayda aur hai, agar maana alfaz ke jane, to sab bure kamon se, jin se nuksan iman ka hai, bache. Allahu Akbar. This is one very great benefit, that if a person just learns the meaning, lightly also, you know the meaning of what you are reading, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. I'll say Allah is one, Allah is samad, Allah is independent, subhanakallahumma, Allah is pure, and so simple to learn this. When a person learns these simple meanings, then a person will realize, whatever work is harmful to our iman, a person will stay away from that. Otherwise there are so many things that are harmful for our iman, and we don't realize, because we don't know the meaning. Like a very clear example, we come for salah. First of all, the clothes we are wearing, many times is not proper. But even if you're wearing proper clothes, you came with a big jubba, now haji sahab, but your jubba is below your ankles. And you think, no, I came for jumma, you know, today I just came from hajj, my new jubba. But it's below your ankles. You don't know that in the hadith of Nabi Kareem s.a.w. it comes, مَا أَصْوَلَ مِنَ الْإِذَارِ مِنَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ فَفِي النَّارِ. That whatever garments go for a man below the ankles, that's in the fire of Jahannam. So when you know, you actually seeing the fire of Jahannam. It doesn't mean that it will come when a person is burning. You know, if my trousers is below my ankles are burning. Will you tolerate that? Forget yourself, immediately you love that, forget yourself, you'll be worried of your brother. You see somebody's trouser is burning, will you still keep quiet and say, no, let's see what happens? You'll rush and tell him, bhai, please, your trousers are burning. But we don't know the harms of this, so we just take it for granted. We came to get Allah's rahmat, we're losing out. So we don't know the harms of it. So just by learning the meanings, a person come to realize. And like Allah Akbar, Hazrat explained, one great Maulana Asadullah Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, mentioned a very beautiful poem in Urdu, with regard to realizing how haram is actually the fire of Jahannam. He said, Mad deko in surf rukhoku zin nahar, taro rabbana kina azaban nar. That be careful, don't look at those rosy cheeks walking on the road, that they have put nice blush and they put lipstick and all. That shaitan just makes them look beautiful. They are not beautiful at all. Shaitan, and outwardly they look like beautiful. And they've got lipstick and you're going to the teller and you see, oh, her lipstick, now you want to talk to her. He says, don't ever look at that, because that, and Hazrat explained, Allah Akbar, how beautiful this poetry is, this couplet is, as far as poetry also, and as far as our Islam and tasawuf. He said, don't look at the red cheeks ever, Tarok, Rabbana kina azab an-nar. Rather read, O Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Because you're not looking at lipstick, if you look at her, you'll be falling in the fire of Jahannam. You'll be in Jahannam. So he has given the tajbih, the similitude of that red lipstick to the fire of Jahannam. So if a person only realizes, and as our Hazrat says, a person can, or no, not a mad person, not a stupid idiot will fall into the fire of Jahannam, only that person who's got no iman will do it. And this is not just outward. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَاكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَاكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. That those people who are looking after orphans, and their father left lot of wealth for them. Now instead of taking care of their wealth, you start usurping, and you the uncle, you got authority, and in the excuse that I'm using for their education all, but you're overusing it for yourself. Allah says, and with that wealth, now you're enjoying giving parties, biryani, samosas. Allah says, you're not eating samosas and biryani. Ya kuluna fi butunim nara. You are eating the fire of Jahannam. So when a person knows this, then a person will realize. When we don't know the meaning, then we just take it for granted. Oh, what's wrong in shaving the beard? These Maulanas just make a big story about it, putting our garments below. But when you know this is the fire of Jahannam, then Allahu Akbar, then you'll make sure you save yourself. And that is a sign of Iman, that this authority and this rule comes from the greatest authority, Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is not just from ordinary governments, and you can rebel against the government. And Allah Ta'ala's law, as we all learn in front, is absolute, and not just absolute, it's only beneficial. So only a stupid fool doesn't obey the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a sign when we are unmindful, we don't take heed of learning our namaz, know the value of it. So we just pass, so we don't save ourselves from those things that is harmful to our iman. And sins, actually, it is harmful to our iman. It can lead a person to kufr, that a person utters words. That is why even if a person is still new in deen, then don't just tell him, don't do this, it's haram. He'll say, ah, keep your haram for yourself. Even if he utters such words, his iman is at stake. So we have to learn who, check the person, see the occasion, etc. So a person, it's harmful to his iman. The more you commit sin, that heart becomes hard. And now you say, what is Maulanas? They say you can't watch TV. We're watching Islamic films on TV. We're watching Kaaba Sharif. But you're not looking at Kaaba Sharif, you're looking at the women that are making tawaf. Look at the Egyptian woman, look at those women. And your iman is getting wiped out and you don't realize. So when a person knows that, one is, he'll save himself. He just knows the basic meanings. You'll save yourself from all those things that are harmful to iman. And secondly, very important, aur maloom kare ke jo ikrar apne Rab ke samne kya hai, us par qaim rahe. And now a person will know that the pledge I made with my Allah, I read La ilaha illallah, I signed a pledge with Allah, a contract with Allah. And this is a contract, whether we like it or not, we should be signing it. That, oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? If there's nobody for me besides you, what does it mean? Oh Allah, I'll remain your slave. I'll obey your commands. So a person realizes that I must remain firm on this contract. And every time we are repeating it, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. That, oh Allah, we will only worship you. We say we'll only worship Allah. But in namaz, who are we thinking of? We're worshipping our heroes, this sportsman, that sportsman. In namaz, you're saying, oh, I hope he scored that six now. By the time I go, his century will be done. Oh, I just want to see when he's hitting his century. So where we are. But when a person realizes, I made a firm pledge with Allah. And Allah doesn't need our pledge. Allah has been kind to us, that Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to make a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will realize that this pledge I made with the highest authority, and I have to renew this pledge all the time. And to renew this pledge, Allah Ta'ala, as we will learn in front, that Allah has made the system, that Allah has brought us to the masjid 5 times a day to renew this pledge. And that is why Buzrugs teach us also, come regular to the masjid, to the majlis also. Whenever you can, renew your pledge of bayat also. That you realize that I have to rejuvenate my iman. And that's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, jadidu imanakum, renew your iman. Today we are too worried of renewing our papers, our passports, all that. But iman we not renewing. Our passport of akhirat we not worried. Whether it expired we not even seeing. So we have to be, a person realizes that I have made a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person realizes that I must remain firm on this. And Allahu Akbar. What does it mean, remaining firm on the pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That you come to realize what Allah ta'ala wants from me. To know the mizaj of Allah. To know the temperament of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the person won't ask, is this his faraz, is this his wajib, it is sunnah, like Hazrat explained so beautifully. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, everything was important. Now on your own you'll think, will Allah be happy if I'm doing this? Would Allah be happy if I'm wearing this kind of clothes? If I go to the court of Allah like this, that all, it is coming in front also. But a person will realize, and to realize that we have to learn the mizaj of Allah, we have to go to the markaz, the central points, like going to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. The central point for all the believers is the masjid. Allah Ta'ala says, you come to the masjid, I will renew your pledge, that I will renew your iman for you. I will strengthen your iman, and then you will be worried all the time that when I leave the masjid also, I must love how Allah is happy with me. Not now I just do my own thing, I read my namaz, now I just out of the masjid and I'm talking to some woman, or I'm watching, or immediately I'm on my phone and watching some haram picture, etc. So Allah Ta'ala save us. A person has to realize this, and a person has to make this part of his life, and have this fikr and concern that I must remain firm on the pledge that I made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why after namaz you make astaghfar, oh Allah please forgive me, I promise now I'll remain firm on my pledge again. اور ہر ایک طالب ایمان کو لائق ہے کہ حقیقت نماز کی اس طور پر جانے کہ حضرت حق نے مجھ کو تمام پیدائش میں بہتر پیدا کر کے بڑی تاکید سے واسطے حاضر ہونے دربار کے پانچ وقت اذن مطلق دیا. اللہ اکبر. اینڈ ایوری پرسن ہو از ڈیزائرس آف ایمان, اینڈ وٹ ایمان از دا مین تھنگ وی شوڈ بی ڈیزائرس آف, a person who's got iman and his whole life he is loving what sickness, he is loving like a poor person, nobody to take care of him, but his iman is intact in his heart, and compared to a person who's loving it up like a lani, he's a boss, he's got everything, but he doesn't have iman, the moment they leave the world, that person who was loving it up, he'll realize, I'm in total loss. All that what I got cannot compare to 1 second of the difficulties in the qabr. And that person, when he goes to the qabr, he'll realize all that hardships I got, it's not compared to 1 second of the ease of the qabr. Forget the qiyamah, Allah will give you what treatment, and jannat, etc. So a person, when he realizes this, you got talib of iman, you worried and you seeking your iman, and this is what a person should be worried of every time, have fikr. And like we see in dunya also, causes take place, doctors, they finish, they are practicing how long, but there's a new cause again. There's new medicines on the market, there's new diseases, there's a new research came, those doctors go, and they pay a big fee all the time. And we mustn't think all these professional people, they're loving it up, they're loving on banks' money. Because of their certificate, they're getting loans from the bank. Their whole surgery, to put up that surgery, they are loving what? Heavy debts on them. And then they are buying a car also on interest, house also on interest. Outwardly you think this doctor is a lani, he is not a lani. He is like Hazrat explained so beautifully in the beginning when they had to go out for collection for the dar room. And they went to ordinary small shops, a person in a farm, small shop is running, you think what I am going to get from this man, but never mind, take his barakat also. The man went at the back, took out one shoe box and he said, Maulana Sahab, this is for you. The shoe box was filled with notes and notes and notes. They went round the corner, a doctor's surgery, and looking like a very poor surgery. So they said, let's go to him also. And they spoke to him. Then after he spoke to them, Hazrat said, we felt we rather give him some donation. This poor man, he is in far greater need than us. So doctors, lawyers, all going for updates, of course. Today any small thing, update. Our cell phones we are updating. But iman we not updating. And updating iman is free of charge, which is the greatest thing. We're supposed to be paying the greatest wealth, but Allah Ta'ala made it free of charge. How sad it is if we still don't update our iman and realize that namaz is something I can't do without in my life. Whatever, there can't be anything more important than my namaz. So wherever I am, anywhere in the world, in the plane, in the ships, in the train, anywhere I am, don't be scared. In the bazaar also, it's time for namaz. Don't be shy to read namaz in front of people. You don't know the effect that namaz has on their hearts. They just see your postures, hey, what you did, man. And that's a sign, make niyat of dawat of iman also. But today, we live in an inferiority complex. That what just people will say, we Muslims are what we know. We got the best and we are shy. We shouldn't be shy. So such a person will realize, Allahu Akbar. That person realizes that how Allah Ta'ala has made intizam for me. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, حقیقت نماز کی اس طور پر جانے, a person realizes the reality in such a way that حضرت حق اللہ رب العزت نے مجھ کو تمام پیدائش میں بہتر پیدا کر کے, Allah has chosen me from all the creation. According to some Mufassirin, there are over 80,000 creation of Allah. from all that Allah has chosen me as the best of all creation. Human beings, Hazrati Insan. And then Allah gave me Iman. And then what great stress Allah has stressed that you come present in my court 5 times a day. And to be present in my court is ne mutlak. Open permission, whether you are rich person, poor person, from whatever tribe, whatever country, whoever you are, you can be the richest person in the world, that there's no reserve place for you in the masjid. You can't buy out a place and say, in fact it's makruh to book your place before time in the masjid. So you can be the richest person, you come wherever there's place. You can be the poorest man, you're standing next to the richest man. And Allah, as a poet says, look at the effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he put the kings and the slaves in the same line. There's no, in Islam, there's no apartheid whatsoever. And a person can be the greatest wali, and myself the greatest fasiq, sinner. But Allah gives you opportunity, you come, you get a place next to the greatest, pious person in the masjid. So open ijazat, and Allah has stressed us so much that Allah said, build masjids. Allah doesn't need masjids. Allah said, build masjids, build minaras, and on the top of the minara, in the early days when there was no mic system, call out the azan. And call people, give my invitation. The muazzin is not giving his own invitation. He is giving the special invitation of Allah. One is a person invited you and he gave you dawat already, he sent your card, everything, and now you check your card, you say it's 2-3 weeks, you even forgot about it. But a person reminds you, he phones you every day, please you must come. Here Allah Ta'ala has now ordered my special announcer, Muazzin. That is why we should respect the Muazzins also. Allah says, these are the people, the reality you'll see on the day of Qiyamah. Their heads are so high. Their necks will be high that they call the people. Allahu Akbar. And like we learned previously, that we should pay for our services also. There was one person who wanted to build this whole masjid and this whole darulum from Binoni, very rich steel merchant. Then Allah Ta'ala took him away very young, but he spent quite a bit. But although he was a rich man, he lived a very simple life. And even with his children, he didn't give them much luxuries. But any masjid, Hazrat says, used to come here in those days, in the early days, when there was no darulum also. The students, we used to go to the Jamia Masjid to perform salah. So he used to go to the masjid, perform his namaz, then he used to come out of the masjid in those days. So in Tokyo of now 35 years ago, then he used to come out, he used to take out the 20, then he used to say, Hazrat, that Muazzin gave azan, he did a service to me, he called me, give him this 20 then. Then he said, Hazrat, I went to the toilet and I flushed that system, that water I used. Pay, give them this 20 rand. So the justice, when a person appreciates the muazzin, appreciates the imam, etc., they don't need our gifts. But at least tell them jazakallah. At least, and a person to Allah Ta'ala stress that make masjids and azans should be called out. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made special arrangements that they must be an imam. All the arrangements Allah Ta'ala made for us. So what great stress Allah Ta'ala is calling us and giving us open permission 5 times a day. No masjid ever you go, you say admission, no admission or admission reserved. Or you have to make your bookings before time. And such a hassle to make your bookings that people want to go on holiday, they fall into stress just to make the bookings also. And when they come back, they in bigger depression again. For coming to the masjid, there's no stress. All your stress will be thrown down the drain. Just one ruku and all your stress will be thrown down the drain. So when a person realizes that Allah is calling me, open permission. That is why the moment before azan, you get ready. And if you engage in work and azan came, immediately you just turn your attention to away from everything and now going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who has did a cause of softening his heart on zikrullah, now you'll see that you were engaged in a big deal, but you heard azan, you left everything, you came to the masjid, it's like you switch off that button and immediately you're on your button in connection with Allah. But when you didn't do the cause, you come to the masjid also, even if you're doing nothing, your thoughts are everywhere else. So we should realize how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this open permission. And Allahu Akbar, further, if a person doesn't realize this open permission is for everybody, and with how much stress Allah Ta'ala is calling us and announcing and telling us, please, Allah doesn't need us. But so to say, Allah is saying, please come. Hayya ala salah, come to salah. Anyway, person thinks, oh salah, I'm busy. Allah says, you can't be more busy than coming hayya ala falah for your success. This is where your success lies. Not in that deal that you think, or not in that appointment. This appointment, anywhere else, to make an appointment, how much red tape? Just to get one appointment today. Forget, just what ordinary hospitals today, appointments are so difficult. And if it's an ordinary counselor, how he plays a big deal. No, I can't give you appointment, I'm too busy. I'm here, in the masjid, you don't need appointment. You don't, and what Allah Rabbul Izzat, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, when you make contact with Allah Ta'ala, then you will realize, after namaz also you want to talk to Allah. And there you don't have to dial any number. Immediately from your heart you make contact. And you won't get the response that the ball, you are number 10 in the queue, or you number 15 in the queue, or for English class 1 and for Afrikaans class 2, or for Zulu class 3. And you won't get the response that the boss is in a meeting. You can't speak to the supervisor now. And you won't, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala knows any language, every language. And even if you can't talk, you dumb and you deaf, Allah knows the language of the heart. So Allah Ta'ala has stressed, come to me. And as we are learning in front, Allah is calling us, not for Allah's needs, to present our needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has made the special arrangement, open ijazat, open entry for anybody to enter the masjid. Or muhtaj awar ke, izn or ihsan man kisi darban ya naqib ka nahi kya. And Allah Ta'ala knows we are totally in need. We are totally muhtaj of Allah. We are sarapa, a person if we realize I'm in need of only Allah. And that is what La ilaha illallah is. First it's an empty capsule. But when you make your zikr regularly, then our Dada Shaykh Adha Shaykh Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah used to say, you know what is the loving tarjuma, the loving meaning of La ilaha illallah. That, oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? Our wife tells her husband, who is there for me besides you, my husband? My father is not there. I can't go to my brothers. Your heart will melt. Even you are a hard man, you say, no, never mind. I'll buy you this dress. I'll give you this. When we tell Allah, without telling Allah, Allah, and we should know who is there. So Allah says, you are muhtaj. You my banda. I know you. I know you better than yourself. I know your pain better than the doctor knows your pain. I know your problem better than the lawyer knows your problem. So I know you are totally in need. And you are in such in need that you have to come to me. So don't act independent. Very foolish is that person. Care for now, for because you in need, I didn't make it difficult for you to get permission to come to my court. I made it so easy. Or ehsan man kisi darban ya naqib ka. I made it so easy that I didn't even put any security guards here. That anybody says that I'm doing you a favor. Never mind, just give me something under the table, I'll let you go to masjid. No, no ehsan, that nobody can say. Even the imam don't have the right to say, I made ehsan on you, that I performed namaz for you. We should realize the imam did us a favor, muazzin did us a favor, but that is nobody here. Now Allah didn't make it such that the muazzin say that if I didn't give the azan, you can't come to the masjid. No, Allah Ta'ala didn't put anybody's ihsan. No doorkeeper, nobody. Or ghair hazri, Allahu Akbar. And if we don't realize that we in need, and we can't do without visiting Allah, and we can't do without salah, then in order to make us realize, Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't come to my court, when I gave you open permission, and I made all these arrangements for you, then Allah Ta'ala says, wada sakht azab ka. I promise that I will punish you severely. And this punish is not a punishment. It's not to cause us harm, it's a rahmat. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example of this. He says, if a father is very wealthy, and he's got 5-6 sons, and he already set them all up, all got big businesses, they all well off. But now he sees I'm coming to the end of my life, and he still got quite a bit. So he says, all my sons, one is in PE, one is in Cape Town, one is in Joburg. He says, this weekend you must come. I already gave you a lot, but now whatever I got left now, I just want to give it all. That when I'm gone, I don't want you all to fight, so I want to give you all whatever I got left. So please, you all must come this weekend. And if you don't come, then what I gave you also, I'll take it away. So does it mean the father wants to take it away? Or he wants to give them? So Allah Ta'ala also, what can I father? If father, whatever he wants to give you is limited. All the treasures of anybody is limited. Allah's unlimited treasures. Allah says, I want to give you from my unlimited treasures and you still don't want to take. Then you must be a height of stupidity. Then you deserve what? You deserve only to be given a hiding. So Allah Ta'ala's punishment is not actually a punishment. It is a great mercy of Allah. A great rahmat that Allah Ta'ala is telling you that here you're going to get what you need. But a person, or janna chahe ke aise azma, aise ni'mat uzma se mahroom rehna, aur wada sakht azab ka sar par lena, bari nadani aur kameena hai. That one person should realize that a person who deprives himself of such a great blessing, namaz is such a great gift, we can't imagine what a great gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. If a person don't realize on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمِ. Those who cause harm to themselves, they didn't obey Allah's commands, they'll be chewing their hands. Someone, literally you'll be biting your fingers. Like you lost a deal, you say, I wish I can kick myself in the back. And like others say, you can't kick yourself in the back, but you say like, I wish I can hit myself in the head. When you come to know what a great gift namaz is, you think, how could I miss my namaz? How foolish. And now you'll make up your qaza very quickly. And you'll make sure you do it. So Allah Ta'ala says, a person who doesn't, he deprives himself of such a great ni'mat. And despite they're still realizing there's a severe warning of punishment. And he takes this, said, ah, it's okay, let me see. The punishment will, Allahu Akbar. One namaz, one wukub, 83 years in Jahannam. We can't bear one candle, burn our finger for a quarter minute. And we say, well, what we... So a person who's so foolish, he is bari nadan, is the height of stupid, he's the most ignorant, and he's a very mean person. He's got no... He's a base person. That to... losing everything, and just leaving out this great gift of Allah. Bas, isi tarah azmat namaz ki khub samajh kar, tamam adab ke lai, qubooliyat bargahe bacha hakiki ke hoye, baja lawe. So when a person realizes this great gift of namaz, then a person before times, he understands that I'm going for a great appointment. Now when I'm going for the appointment with all etiquettes, that my appointment must be accepted. I mustn't just go and waste my time. So all those things of acceptance, all the etiquettes, etc., you present yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to realize this reality and work towards it, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. Thank you.